Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, again, thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you.
Well, we're going into a new year here, and of course, one of the big concerns that folks always have is how we're going to save some money in the state budget that's going to be coming at us. And I understand that there is a package of new bills that hopefully will put some welfare reforms in place that will actually improve the way our benefit systems work and possibly actually get more people back to work and back into the private sector. What's going on here?
Mike, this is an entire series of packages, and it came up from the Representative Mike Tobash, Representative Coffer, and a whole bunch of other state representatives, including myself, and I'm a proud co-sponsor of all of the bills. And it's very, very consistent with our financial rescue plan for the Commonwealth and the idea of going lean, and as well as the Auditor General enhancement, and as well as the improvements in the Office of Inspector General, where we're saying we want to provide as much benefit that we possibly can to those people in need, but we don't want to provide benefits where they're being abused. So as an example, one of the bills that's been published and put out there that we're trying to get passed is House Bill 1538, which is the EBT replacement penalties and sanctions, which says that after a lost or stolen access or EBT card is put into request, that we will replace those cards. But right now, you can lose your card and get it replaced as often as you want. And we're finding there's a tremendous amount of fraud there, where this bill says, upon the third request for replacement within a 12-month period, the recipient is sanctioned with a lifetime ban from receiving public assistance benefits. We're finding there's massive amounts of fraud where people are selling their EBT cards. And what we're saying is, you know, people who need EBT need it. And we need to help those citizens. We really do. And this is a very, very compassionate approach of saying we don't want to help those people who are abusing the system and take advantage of the public largesse. We also want to do a work requirement for SNAP benefits. And this bill prohibits, that's House Bill 1659, prohibits a department from applying waivers for the work requirement for SNAP. It enables able-bodied adults without any dependents, and I think that's probably the most important part, is that we're only looking at helping people who don't have dependents to get back to work so that this person then can get those benefits and also then earn a meaningful trade and be able to then benefit longer term to break this cycle of poverty that happens. Some other items are deceased people collecting benefits, and this House Bill 1614 by Representative Michael Corr, again, I'm a proud co-sponsor, it says that the Department of Human Services got to cross-reference the roster of welfare recipients with death records maintained by the Department of Health and Social Security. You would think that would be something we do already, but we don't. And so this is saying, let's not abuse the public at the same time. Let's provide the benefits to those people in need. We're looking at a Representative Grove bill, House Bill 1407, which is also to do work requirements for welfare in general. Another one would be for drug testing for those people who would be on public assistance as well. And what we're really saying is that we need to really make certain that the dollars that we're spending for our citizens are going to the people who have the need and not inadvertently creating other problems and a crisis for other citizens across the board. And these bills will go an awful long way to getting the citizens the help that they need and getting the citizens who can get back to work, get back to work, so we can become all productive members of our society and break this cycle of poverty that exists for so many different generations.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.